When we talk about Elokei Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu has a special association. We say in benching, Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, our Holy One, the Holy One of Yaakov. And in fact, there's a medrash at the Mechilta in Parshas Beshalach on the pasuk that says Elokei Avi, God of my father, Kedosh Abbas Kedoshim, our Holy One, the daughter of Kedoshim. And Kedusha, specifically there refers to Yaakov Avinu. Because it's a pasuk. Where does it all come from? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya Chavtes. V'ikdishu es Kedosh Yaakov. Yaakov is the one that is associated with Kedusha over and above the other avos. There's a Shem Yishmul in Pesach. Shem Yishmul explains that something which is Kadosh is Nivdal. It's set aside. It's special. That we know. It's a Tosfos. That Kedusha is miyuchedesli, muzumenesli, set aside, special, distinct. And obviously, Kedusha means being set aside from anything which is impure in this world. But the Shem Yishmul goes farther and says, even in spirituality, even in Ruchnius, it's possible to be Nivdal, to be Kaddish, to be set aside from other aspects of spirituality. What does he do with this? He brings a Zohar. Yaakov kol avdoi havi lishma d'kud shabrichu. That everything Yaakov Avinu did was lishma. Everything that he did, whether it was physical, whether it was spiritual, was done l'shem shamay. Even his own midas, things that are done, says the Shem Yishmul, l'hashlamos nafshay, his own spiritual growth was not for him, it was for Hashem. And that, says the Shem Yishmul, is tachlis ha-kedusha. And it's because that Yaakov Avinu had this intense level of Kedusha, he was able to bequeath it to all of Klal Yisrael. That's pshat in the Medrash. Kedusha bas Kedusha. That we also inherited this midah of Kedusha, of Kedushayna Kedusha Yaakov, of Kedusha Yaakov. The ability, not just to set ourselves aside as a nation that will be a mamlechas kaihanim v'gai kadosh, different, set aside, special from the rest of the world. Not just that we're given the mitzvah, that every Jew is given this mitzvah of kadoshim to you. So that even when we are separated off from things that are impure, things that take us away from Avodas Hashem, that's Kedusha. But it's more than that. It's our ability to refine our midas, to achieve madrigas in Kedusha, to achieve levels of holiness that are over and above the baseline. There is a basic level of Kedushim to you. That's for everyone. But then there are ladders that we can climb that can reach the highest heights. That's Yaakov Avinu, the image of the Sula Mutzav Aretz of Rosh Magia Shamayim, a ladder that is starts on the ground and reaches all the way to the heavens. And Elokei Yaakov is our ability to reach the heavens with our Kedusha. That's why we mention him. We invoke him, and we literally walk in his footsteps, climbing his ladder.